Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Scott Davis.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I hope you're the same.
I am. Doing great.
All right, because we want to be sure that you're well, healthy, and funny to show up in Atlantic on November 21st.
And well, I am looking forward to it. It's exciting, and I always like coming to Iowa because, you know, I love corn. Y'all got plenty, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, right now we have a little bit of snow and cold weather, too. So, but it's a good change for you.
Yes, because we're here in Georgia. That's where I'm from. And, it, you know, for us, when it gets to the low 40s, you know, we're freezing to death. So, we're looking forward to coming to the real cold now.
Yeah, you better bring your long johns with you because it's not going to be anywhere near 40. Anyhow, this is all happening on Friday the 21st. But, Scott, the 5:30 session is already sold out.
That's right. I went to their website, AtlanticFree.com. I think that's the website. And AtlanticFreeChurch.com.
Right.
I went there earlier this morning, and they had posted that the 5:30 show is sold out. They've added an 8 o'clock show, which is great. And, you know, you get tickets right online. We're going to have a good time because it's, you know, the Sweet Life dessert comedy theater. People... You know, some people just come to tolerate me. They're coming for chocolate.
That's always
a good thing. So.
I just say those tickets were sold out, not like pancakes, but like chocolate, because dessert
is included
here. And I'll repeat this again at the end, but the website is AtlanticFreeChurch.com. And as you said, you can order your tickets right there online, and you better get them now so they're not sold out when you get ready to do it. Plus, you save a little money because they're $10 now. They're $15 at the door. So just get online and get those ordered or give a call to the Evangelical Free Church. That's why we say E-Free. And let's learn a little more about you, Scott. I know this is a family-friendly show. They have babysitters for kids under 8, so that means to me kids over 8 are going to enjoy this show along with their parents and their grandparents.
Yes, we have kids from 8 to 80 that come and seem to enjoy it. It is family-friendly. That's one thing that makes what I do a little newsworthy, and the reason I do a lot of interviews on radio and television is because, you know, nowadays it's kind of unusual to find a clean family comedian. I was up in Minnesota a year or so ago, and somebody called and said, "How dirty is this guy going to be?" And they said, "Hey, it's going to be in a church. Are you kidding me?" You know, so it is clean. It's all about life. I'm not really a one-liner type person. It's more stories about life and my wife and growing up and being on a farm, having a pet pig that we raised, and then, of course, we ate him, you know, because that's what you do on a farm.
Right.
But just a lot of, you know, stories about life, and I think that's the reason it relates, is because people are shaking their heads and, yeah, that's us. And so we're just going to have a fun time. I've been up to Iowa several times and had many sold-out shows in different parts of the state and all to Iowa and other places. Hmm. So we always like coming to your area.
Okay,
so.
Great. And you have traveled all over the United States. I see you coming up. You're going to Minnesota again, Texas, Virginia, Georgia, of course, Georgia, Massachusetts. I mean, you're coast to coast. Why do you think that is? Because you are unusual in terms of you have a clean comedy. It is, I'm sure, almost always in churches, maybe not 100%. Why do you think it's so popular? Why are you being requested to come all over the United States?
Well, I really think, you know, this is a tough time in our country. We, you know, got a lot of people with problems and issues, everything from money problems to economy to whatever, and a lot of hurting people out there. And laughter is a medicine. That really, truly is. And I was up in Newtown, Connecticut about 2 years ago, not too long after the shootings up there, and they wanted me to come. They said, "Wait a minute. You want to have a comedy show?" Yes, because people need to heal. They need to have a good time. They need to laugh. And, you know, studies have been done, which I didn't realize until, my wife told me about it, that people live longer who laugh. You know, so that's good. So it's like going to the doctor. So I think that's one reason. You know, people spend $10 and go to a movie to escape reality for an hour or two. And so a lot of people come to this just to have a good time. And they can bring their kids, and if they're younger kids, you know, they can have a date night. They can drop them off at the child care park, come on over. So that's fun too. We have a lot of folks say, "Hey man, I don't have to have my kids for an hour and a half. I'm going to this thing and I can take care of them. I'll see the show." So
you bet.
Good.
And I want to come back a little bit to your background, but before I do that, I forgot to say at the beginning that when our program, when Backyard and Beyond is over this morning, Chris is going to be giving away some tickets and a CD and a number of things here. So callers, get lined up, because you'll be able perhaps to win some tickets, a pair of tickets and so on, and also get the CD that you can hear Scott after the night that you're here on November 21st. Now, Scott, this is a bit unusual. I mean, you do combine this with ministries. A bit unusual. How did you get into this? When did you start comedy?
Well, you know, I went to a school in Virginia called Liberty University, and I went there really on a music scholarship because I sang with teams. We went all over the world. I've been to about 25 different countries doing concerts. And I started out doing music, and then there was a friend of mine in Virginia who lived there too, who went to the same college, and his name is Mark Lowry. Some people know who he is. He traveled with a group called the Gaither Vocal Band, and he's a Christian singer, songwriter, and comedian. And he and I used to go to church together, and after church, you know how you go eat somewhere at a restaurant, and we used to just tell stories about life, and he would laugh and say, "Scott, that's funny about, you know, growing up or whatever," and he just laughed at my story. He said, "You need to put that in your concert. You need to put that in your concert." And I said, "Nobody cares about that." And so I started adding those things to my concerts. And you know, instead of doing 10 songs in an hour and a half, I started doing 5, and then 4, and 3. And next thing you know, people said, "Ooh, talk more." You know, so I don't know how to take that when it comes to my music. But
yes,
they enjoyed the humor part of it. And, you know, there's a lot of great singers, there's a lot of great speakers, but as I said, clean, family-friendly comedy is kind of hard to come by these days, and so that's one thing that makes it a little unique. And we do it for ministry. I believe in the local church. I believe that we need community like that, and I believe that, you know, the answers to really a lot of the problems politically shouldn't be from politics, it should be from the church. You know, we're there to help people and to love God, help others, and that's what it's about. And so, you know, we get a lot of folks that are not church folks that come out, but then when they leave, they say, you know, hey, this whole church thing's not so bad. I think I'm going to stay and come back again next week and be involved. And I think that's good. It's good for the church. It's good for the community. It's good for the family. So that's why we do it. And that's really, like I said, I started as a singer, and it kind of morphed into the comedy over the years, and it's just stories. I used to do a lot of speaking, and I did a lot of humor in my speaking to keep people engaged and, honestly, to keep them awake. You know, we got to keep them awake.
Right.
And so I threw a lot of stories in there, and it just kind of took a life of its own.
Now, there is this CD that you have that's related to what you do. If people won't, maybe there's somebody who can't come on the 21st, maybe, and they would like a CD. How can they get that?
Well, they can go to any of the major websites, but the easiest is my website. It's just my name, scottdavis.com. If you go there, scottdavis.com, we have several different CDs and DVDs and comedy shows that we've taped over the years. Now, my latest DVD-CD combo, which I think you have that you're going to give away when people call in with a pair of tickets, it is my latest, but I look a little different because I just came out with a new book. I lost 132 pounds with no exercise, and we had a book come out that went national. It's at all the bookstores and Barnes & Noble and Amazon. It's called If My Body's a Temple, Then I Was a Megachurch. That's the name of it. And my friend Mark Lowry wrote the foreword to it, and it's got a lot of stories, but it's got my journey of this weight loss, because a lot of people are addicted to drugs and alcohol. I'm addicted to donuts. that's my weakness, and so it's really chronicling my journey through this process of losing 132 pounds, and
all
so
right.
And we'll have some of those books there that night too, or you can get that online or on your iPad or Nook or Kindle or whatever.
All right, Scott. So you've got another whole built-in audience now, those folks who want to know how to lose weight. And
that's right.
They can come to hear you live, see you 130 pounds less than you used to be, November 21. But don't wait to get your tickets because the 5:30 is sold out. 8 o'clock is tickets there at Atlantic Free Church. Give them a call. Go online and get your tickets because you are going to have some dessert. Even, you know, a little bit's okay. It's the multi-mouth.
That's right.
Yeah. So we want to thank you so much, Scott Davis, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Your built-in fault detector costs you thousands of moments of joy each day.